Jeremiah 45, the message that Jeremiah the prophet spoke to Baruch when he wrote these words in a book at the mouth of Jeremiah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim. Well, Baruch was like Jeremiah's little friend, servant, his scribe. When Jeremiah was in prison, Baruch went and wrote down the words that God gave Jeremiah to say. So he's one of those people who really did a lot to get God's word out there. Thus says Yahweh, you said, woe is me now, for Yahweh has added sorrow to my pain. I'm weary with my groaning and I find no rest. It could be that Baruch was seriously ill and in a lot of pain, or it could be that he's lamenting how he's spoken God's word, or he's helped in the publishing of God's word and he's got beaten up for it. Thus says the Lord, behold, that which I have built will I break down. What I've planted I will pluck up, and this will be so in the whole land. Do you seek great things for yourself? Don't seek them. For behold, I will bring evil on all flesh, says Yahweh, but your life will I preserve in all places, wherever you go. So I think that Baruch had a time when he thought, look, I've sacrificed so much for publishing God's word, being Jeremiah's scribe and servant. And, well, I should have just focused on my material life, on getting myself a house, on getting myself some sort of even greatness. And God says, don't do that. Although you've got that desire, and although you're complaining that you suffered, I'll look after you still. And don't seek great things in this society, here in Jerusalem and Judah, because I'm going to pluck this whole place up. It's all going to get broken down. So there's no point in seeking great things for yourself in this life, because the day is coming when it shall all be broken down. And that, of course, is a challenge to us in our temptation towards materialism, and to just get on humbly publishing God's word.